Welcome everybody to the R&B podcast. You know it's lit and it's love lighting our path. Be free, be Latrice, can we do it? Holding that talk, cause you know we getting to it. Powered by the king, so our love is his magic. Speaking that truth, and you know you gotta grab it. The love is authentic, so you know you gotta have it. Classic R&B, you now rocking with the bitches.
Welcome to the Classic R&B podcast. I am your host, Miss Brittany Latrice Badgett.
And I'm Robbie Free Badgett.
And we want to welcome you to life behind the Badgett scenes. Join us as we dive a little bit deeper into the life of newlyweds. We'll be having some hard conversations.
Maybe even some friendly debates.
But no matter what, it's all in good taste. So come on in, take a seat, and turn up your new fave genre.
That's right.
It's classic R&B.
Welcome everybody to the R&B
podcast.
Be Free, Be Latrice, back in business.
What's up, y'all? I know y'all miss me. It's been a good 2 weeks since you heard my voice. What's up?
Has it been 2 weeks?
It's been 2 weeks. Well, it's been three because we took a week off. And then the next 2 weeks, you did it by yourself.
So where you been at, yo?
Yo, listen, I've been quarantining and chilling. Nah, I've had a lot going
quarantine
on.
Quarantine and chilling. Is that a new term?
Work. Yep. Quarantine and chill. I feel like Netflix and chill is by default quarantine and chill because that's what most of us are doing anyways. But I don't know. I think the last 2 weeks, it's just been really busy. Like, I feel like I think a lot of people's lives slowed down because of the quarantine. But I don't really feel like my life did.
Yeah,
I don't feel like my life slowed down. I feel like in some ways it picked up even more. Now that I'm working from home and all of our services are virtual, I'm on the computer for a lot of time. And being in front of the computer for hours at a time, it just drains me. So by the end of the day, I'm just beat. And I don't feel like talking. I don't feel like doing anything. And so I've just been MIA, but I'm sorry,
y'all. We missed y'all.
I apologize for my absence.
Thank you for showing up. We appreciate your attendance.
The B is back, baby.
I think the thing is, though, like, that's kind of where everybody is. This is kind of the halfway mark check-in point. Checking in on your pulse. How are you feeling?
How you doing?
How are you doing?
It's rough out here in these streets.
What have been some of your takeaways throughout this experience, man? Like, before you answer that, because I want to preface it. Because you kind of, we'll just isolate it to you. You kind of represent so many of people. You have to work from home. You have to balance the children. You're a teacher. You're a lover, a vixen at night for your husband. As well as there's other projects. Now let's dive into the business aspect. Like, you're building a business, and we also have obligations that we are contractually connected to.
Absolutely.
How are you handling all of that?
I think on an overall basis, I'm doing okay. I think there are...
You've been looking cute this week. Last week, though?
Yeah, I haven't been getting dressed or anything. I just I'll brush my teeth and then put my house coat on. Because it's just like, this is my logic.
Snoop Dogg braids out, though.
Because I put them in for this particular hairstyle, so now I'm wearing the hairstyle. But this is my logic. I just feel like... What is the purpose of me creating laundry when I am not going anywhere? It makes no sense for me to get dressed, dirty up clothes, create laundry, and I ain't even leaving my house. Like, why?
So all of this laundry that we have, is that from
I don't even understand where that came from. But it's like, it has to be, though, because, like, generally speaking, we haven't been getting dressed like that for real.
True.
So it's like, I personally feel like it's an economical thing. You know?
What do you mean?
No, because the more I get dressed, the more laundry we're going to have. And if nobody's seeing me, then there's no point. Like, you know, last week, my Zoom calls and stuff for work really picked up. So I was doing business on top, party on the bottom. I put on a nice shirt and a sweater, but I had on some basketball shorts.
Did you just make up that term?
No.
Business on top, party on the bottom?
Last week I posted a picture of myself on my Facebook story in my outfit because I had on a cute little cardigan, cute little shirt, and then some basketball shorts and house shoes. And after I posted it, I realized it was like business on top, party on bottom. Well, business on top, quarantine on bottom.
Quarantine on the bottom.
And, you know, I just feel like there's no point in getting dressed. But this week, my calls have picked up. And instead of just putting on, you know, a nice above the waist outfit, I just figured, why not just get dressed all the way? So I've had, you know, 2 days in a row, I've gotten dressed to put actual clothes on. I feel like I did my hair a little bit. I look like something. But I think on an overall basis, I'm doing okay. I think there are isolated incidents.
Good
isolated moments where I'm just not here for it.
Yeah, that was yesterday, actually. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yesterday was one of those isolated moments.
Yesterday was not even an isolated moment. Yesterday was an isolated day. Yeah. Your girl was not here for none of it. None of it. I wasn't here for none of it. Okay.
I want to tap into that after you finish.
So yeah, I think overall I'm doing good. I just need to recoup. I personally have not struggled with the whole quarantine thing as much as other people have. I personally don't mind being at home.
Yeah.
It's not a bother for me. So I'm not like going crazy or anything. I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. The fact that I don't have to get up and put clothes on, I can just roll out of bed and walk to my living room and that does not bother me in the least bit.
I think
so I'm good.
No, I think that's dope. I think what I realized yesterday though, it was kind of like the revelation of what we're really dealing with, right? So what do I mean by that? I was talking, we were doing a coaching call yesterday, and on the call, one of the things that I said, you know, you guys are committed, you're on these calls for about 2 hours of time, but with the circumstances around us, it now heightens everything that you had already been doing, right? So now you're in this confined space, you're encouraged to show up on these calls in the midst of all these other distractions. So on a regular day, you know, you can just do business as usual and go out in the world, but now it's like heightened. And so yesterday I realized, you know, we had some challenges with our children. Now, for the most part, I'd say the whole week or so, they were cool. Like, they were, you know,
they started off a solid 10. Like, they were strong.
Yeah, they were really good. Hitting it, but here's the backside. Like, they also, it takes them like, so here's the dynamics. We share custody of our children. So I also did not consider what that's like for them. They're still going back and forth from household to household. We don't have to leave anywhere. Now they're coming to us 1 week and then they're with their birth mom another week. And the environments are totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different. So I'm like, you know what? Let me look a little deeper here to just the tone of them. And like our oldest son, like he tries to be the peacemaker and he's just going to go along and try not to ruffle the feathers. But the little girl, anything that she's feeling in the moment, you're going to know it because it's coming out and you have to respond to it in that moment. But also I'm like, okay, I can't go typical 1,000 in this situation, because I was talking to them today and I was like, I said, y'all just look tired. Like, Robbie was like, he's like, I'm tired and I don't even know why I'm tired. And I knew what that was. I was like, he doesn't understand. Like, it's weighing on him. And I don't think we as parents, we forget that our children are just little humans. So the same.
With big personalities.
Right. But the same way that we get bogged down, we deal with depression, yeah. We deal with anxiety. They're dealing with the same thing.
I read an article this week, or I kind of read it. I didn't finish it. I didn't want to. But I started reading an article this week about a 15-year-old girl in California who had committed suicide.
Through this?
Because, yeah, it's perceived that she committed suicide because of just the you know, in Cali, they have stay-at-home orders, so they're not allowed to leave unless it's, like, very essential. And so it's believed that she committed. She didn't leave a note or anything like that, but apparently she was good before this happened, and just kind of the pressure of her having to be in the house and not being able to go to school and all that stuff, like, it weighed on her. And I do think that it's very valid. Like, we don't really think about how this really is affecting our children.
We don't.
And how, you know what I mean, as much as they hate school, it's still their social territory. And not only are they not going to school, but they can't hang out with their friends. They can't see their friends. You know, the most they have is FaceTime and video games. And so our kids stay pretty distracted with FaceTiming and video games. But,
they're getting irritated with it too.
They're like, getting tired. And yeah. I think that was kind of the culmination of yesterday. It was just a lot. Our daughter cried for literally 2.5 hours.
Right.
Because she didn't want to do her schoolwork. Her disrespect level kicked in. Like, yes.
She was having a full blown meltdown. All day. If you think about it, like, if you unpack it, she was just like, it's like, what is wrong? Like, and first, of course, my initial response is always, I get loud.
You didn't really get loud.
Yeah, yesterday. When I get to a point of getting frustrated, I get
normally
loud.
You do. But right, right. I'm saying that's my initial. Like
but you didn't hear filter. Me when you were in the room. Oh, the voice was getting loud because I started.
Oh, I heard you.
So, but the thing is, I was trying.
But that was like at hour two. That yeah, it started to.
Right, because I'm like, all right, all right. But then I'm like, you know what, man? I was like, all right, we have to look at this. And so, granted. Like, we got 1 week off, 1 week on, so we can look at, well, our strategy for the next week that they come over and what may work and what may not. And, like, I threw a little video out there where, you know, I was jokingly saying this, but, like, parents, I think parents also have to understand that their children are people, too. Like, you're not the only one that has to experience it. Your kids just don't have the tools to express what they're feeling. Now, they'll try and zone out in a video game. You know, but by and large, they were only playing video games after school. You know what I'm saying? Like, or binging on the weekend. They were not playing a video game for freaking 12 hours to 15 hours a day. So now you're just going to go from your phone to your video game, whatever rooms y'all have in the house, and then do it all over again. And then you say, okay, well, now y'all need to jump on this computer and work for a good hour, you know, like it's a lot. It's a lot. You know what I mean? So I think for me, it was definitely responding in what really was happening. It's like, yo, okay. Even when I started off, like when the whole lock-in started, whatever, like my mind was like, I'm gonna do 90 million creative things and da 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 da. And you know, have my whole, still got some things that I like to get done. But I feel like
I think that's where I'm struggling. Mm. I'm struggling with the whole, like, I really want to be able to say that I came out of this with something that I didn't go into it with. Like, I want to have something that I was able to produce or create or whatever. And it's just been not as easy as I thought. Like, I really thought, like, when this first popped off, it was like, okay, I'm going to be at home more. I'm going to have more time to sit down and really focus on creating. And that has not been my portion.
You ain't created nada.
Nothing. And I realized that part of that is just my lack of discipline in using the moments that I do have. But I'm like, really, like, I think it's more of an internal battle than anything. It's but just the, trying
but,
to.
But I think, though.
Can I finish my sentence?
Nope, you can't. Because I just want to encourage you, though, in this moment.
Encourage.
What?
Encourage me.
That's what I said. Encourage.
Encourage.
What you're feeling is what so many people are experiencing. You know what I mean? Like, before you go into beating yourself down, I think a lot of people started thinking, yo, I'm going to do super good, blah, blah, blah. But then, like, don't devalue on, like, we had a conversation about how the tone of our home shifted when you started to maneuver some things. Like, that was not present before we were all locked in together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there are things that you have been coming out of this with, and even like things that we shifted when we started to say, okay, we want to attack our health and our dieting, right?
Yeah,
we had not been consistently doing that. So I think just, those kind of things,
I just feel like I should be doing more. I think, you know, I should be further along. And I think even, you know, a lot of us in this current state, we feel that pressure of, I have to create, I have to produce, I have to do that. Like, I'm sitting at home, I'm not at work. Like, there's no reason why I shouldn't be doing this. And there are so many messages out there I've talked about, you know.
You sure have. I was reading one today.
What?
Somebody in one of our groups, the Pippa group, there's like, you know, Brittany, she said that, you know, Corona is for the creatives.
It is. It's a perfect time. But it's not as easy as I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought that I was just going to be able to sit here and just create, create, create. Now the way my days are looking, like, I'm zooming, zooming, zooming.
Zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
I don't have time to create, you know what I mean? And just kind of feeling that internal, like, I literally wake up every day with that internal battle of, I need to do something. I should be doing something, but I'm not. And I don't, you know, I don't want this to, I think a lot of people, and this is just me being honest and vulnerable, I think a lot of people are looking forward to this to end because they're ready to get on with their life. I don't think that I have that same eagerness for this to end because I don't feel like I've done what I'm supposed to do in it.
Oh, that's heavy. Well, and do you feel like, do you feel like there was an expectation though?
I feel like I placed an expectation on myself to produce and to do so much in this time. And so it's like, everybody's like, oh, I can't wait for this. And obviously while I do feel like I look forward to life getting back to normal again, I am not complaining because I like being at home, but while I do to some degree, you know, look forward to life getting back to normal, I am not as eager because I just feel like, what am I coming out with? Like, if I'm not coming out with anything different than I came in, was it worth it? Like,
I think there's value in that, though. Like, I think, I think it's both sides. I think you can look at what you, the other side of things on what you have done. But you also can critique and say, here's some of the things that I would like to do. And how do I effectively do this?
I mean, truth be told, it don't look like we're coming out anytime soon, so.
Because here's the flip side, right? Like, if you think about it creatively, we was having a conversation before I got on, and, you know, we were talking about scheduling and all this other stuff, and the reality is that most of us are trapped in the rat race. Like, majority of us, you work a typical job because you have to. Then, if you get to another level, you do a job that you want to do. But the reality is you still have that obligation to do that. Now, the other side is that says, listen, I'm okay with what I'm doing, but there's more that I want. I'm going to have to discipline myself, even while working the job, to do the other stuff. Because it'll never happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, like I was saying, I was like, yeah, you can work a job, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's admirable. That's honorable. But if you want to cross over into a different type of lifestyle, that's going to take some different type of work. You know what I mean? Like, that's going, like, the 6-7 digits don't hit the bank account until you're outside of punching the clock routine, until you're walking fully effectively in your creative gifts and like, yo, I'm really doing my thing. And it's not easy. It's not an easy shift. It's not at all. You know what I mean? But it's a necessary shift if you say, yo, I want to get to this other side of the quadrant. Like, if you say that, like, but you have to decide, you know what I mean? Like, you have to decide, like, because right now, truth be told, like, you work a good job, you make good money, and it's okay. You could do that for the next 5 to 10 years if you choose to. There's nothing to say that you can't, but if you feel like, yo, I'm compelled because there's something more, then you have to really, you know, challenge yourself to get to the something more.
I agree.
I'll just say no. But I think that's important, though, for parents, working people, individuals to know, like, listen, if I want to get to this in this time frame, how am I maximizing this? If I want to get in better shape, what am I doing to maximize this?
I do think, too, like, for those of you, again, part of my struggle has been that I am working. I'm not off. Like, I'm not sitting at home doing nothing all day. I do have responsibilities still. But for those of you who do have the time and the focus and you're not working, or, you know what I mean, there aren't a whole lot of things pulling at your attention, I do feel like this is a time of rest as well. So I do feel like there is time to Netflix and chill. There's times to binge your favorite show. But how do we carve out some time to make things happen? We're not saying that you have to come out of this with a full plan of the next 5 years. But what can you do to help you push toward the life that you're trying to create? Even, you know, we're in stimulus check season, and we've got these checks coming.
I almost vomit.
You know, we out here balling, low-key.
Yo, it's so bad. Like, but that's the thing, though. It bothers me because I'm like, yo, you're gonna be right back to where you were prior to that. Because truth of the matter is, when you go back to work, you're still not going to have time. Like, you're not going to get off of work from working 10 hours and feel like, oh, well, now I'll be creative. Oh, well, I had to do all. No, you're still not going to feel like it. Okay, that's cool. But don't get mad when that other lifestyle that you want to have is not manifesting itself. It's the same thing with, like, food. It's like, yo, we love the snack. We love all the. And I'm saying we. Like, but I am fed up with a fat gut. Like, I'm tired
fed
of it.
Up. I'm so like, tired of being fat.
I'm like, to talk about
me. I'm so tired of being fat. I'm talking about me. I am so tired of being fat.
But are you tired enough to change
fat,
it?
Fat, 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 fat.
Are you tired enough to attack it?
You know, most of the time.
See, okay, that's cool.
But
that's,
there's still cool. Some of the time where, you know, the snack attack get me. But I be working out, though.
Listen, I'm telling you, I think this intermittent fasting, that's going to work. Like, we keep that up. It's going to hit. I'm telling you, I feel like that's a good shift. And, you know, once we add the, if we try to do the less meat, to no meat, to less meat.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, listen,
y'all. It's going to hit. It's
going
to hit.
In May, we're going meatless May. Really, meatless we're going May. Pescatarian May because we're still going to have fish occasionally. Right. But
we
we're
might get stuck
out,
here, too, man.
We're cutting out chicken and we're cutting out beef and anything that didn't come from the ocean. Yeah. So, if you want to join us, let us know.
Yeah.
We're going to pair that. We have initiated a 6-day-a-week workout with Sean T. Y'all, we use Sean T. And he be...
Yeah,
he but be getting us. Listen, so we're trying to transform into a healthy lifestyle. And I think if I can come out of this with something.
You'll come out with that,
something,
babe.
I will feel a little bit better about life.
I think that's this difference, though. Like, we all are going to go back to work. But you won't get this type of leverage over your time that you're getting now. Like, you're not going to get that. Like, regardless, if people are working from home, you're still home. You're not commuting. You can get up at different times of the day for the most part. You don't have this type of access to your children. You ain't going to get that. Like, not on no paycheck. You get it. You ain't got no job and you hoping, but there's this level of access that we have now that you're not going to get. It's not going to happen. Like, forget about it. You know what I mean? So I would encourage people to take advantage of it. If you got to get up a little earlier before your 10 o'clock meeting, so what? You ain't got nowhere to go tomorrow. So you can sleep in a little later. It's not going to kill you. You know what I mean? But we just want to drop it and encourage you guys to know that we're going through it too with you. We're coming to the end of this first season. It's kind of a experimental season. You know, we're with trying some things out and we'll see how next season looks. But that's all for today. Anything else you want to say?
Nah, man, stay up.
Yeah.
And stay bright.
Be on the lookout for more about No Meat May. And until then, we'll holla.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Classic R&B Podcast. To keep the conversation going, be sure to check us out on Facebook at The Classic R&B Life, on Instagram at Our Classic R&B Life, or you can check out our website at theclassicrnblife.com. We can't wait to hear from you.
Peace.
Welcome everybody to the R&B Podcast. You know it's lit and it's love lighting our path. Be free, be Latrice, can we do it? Holding that talk, cause you know we getting to it. Powered by the king, so our love is his magic. Speaking that truth, and you know you gotta grab it. The love is authentic, so you know you gotta have it. Classic R&B, you now rocking with the bitches.
Welcome to the Classic R&B Podcast. I am your host, Miss Brittany Latrice Badgett.
And I'm Robbie Free Badgett.
And we want to welcome you to life behind the Badgett scenes. Join us as we dive a little bit deeper into the life of newlyweds. We'll be having some hard conversations.
Maybe even some friendly debates.
But no matter what, it's all in good taste. So come on in, take a seat, and turn up your new fave genre.
That's right.
It's classic R&B.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Classic R&B Podcast. I'm your girl, B. Latrice.
And I am B. Frizzy.
And this is...
the end.
The season finale.
The season finale.
You know, this season, you guys, we just wanted to come and feel y'all out for real, for real.
And feel each other out.
And see what was going on, you know, if this was going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Like a permanent thing, or if it was just going to be a little fling.
What have been some of your takeaways, like going all the way back to the beginning?
I don't even remember the beginning.
Of course you don't. Well, let me refresh your memory. In the beginning, we talked about Kobe Bryant.
Aww.
We talked about
R.I.P. me.
Yeah, we talked about blending it all together.
Yep.
We talked about being creative.
You know, we had a whole list of things that we were going to talk about before we started this podcast.
Yeah, but you know what I think happened? What I think happened is life happened. And it shifted kind of the climate and cultural conversational piece like it did with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's a good, it's a good time to put it on pause and really see how the rest of the world starts to pan out.
Yeah.
In the midst of a pandemic.
It's been a good run.
It's not like... You make it sound like, yo, we're going it's off the air after seven seasons.
To say goodbye.
So your takeaways.
To yesterday.
Takeaways. We had This Is Us.
This Is Us. That was our beginning episode.
Then did we jump into Kobe after that?
I don't remember.
I think so. It was the legacy one after that.
Yeah, I was looking at the WNBA gave Gianna and the other two girls who passed away a honorary draft pick.
Did they?
They did.
Really?
Yeah, it was very sweet.
Oh, we did Daddy Issues.
Daddy Issues. Yeah, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you mean by takeaways.
What are your thoughts looking back, like when you look at the beginning, at the end?
I don't know. You go first, and then I'll say something.
What did you learn? You know what? Here's what I learned. This was actually our first kind of little pilot project that we did together. Like, we've done stuff for other platforms. Like, we've done a lot for TOU and the One University and, you know, all
that.
Yeah,
that's the same thing.
I like the way that I said it, though. We've done a lot for them. And, you know, going back to the beginning of our genesis, it was connected through them. And it was cool. You know what I mean? And it was easy to just pop in, pop out, and, you know, all the things that they would have, their little, hey, we're having couples and blah, 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 blah. All that, that's cool. But that wasn't really us working together, per se. So this has been an interesting experience working with my wife. My wife. My wife.
You want to say it again for the people in the back?
Working with my wife. Yeah, yeah, it's been an experience, man. You know, from launching the website, theclassicrnblife.com. You know, and it truthfully, babe, It's really been like only... a month and a half, almost 2 months, like, because we launched February 14th. Now, is it 2 months? That's 2 months. February 14th, March 14th, April 14th. 2 months working together, 2 months. Did you realize that, babe?
We've been working together 2 months.
2 months.
2 months.
How you feel after 2 months of working with your husband?
I think it's been a journey. My husband is a morning person. And he's very business oriented.
That's only this morning.
I am a creative that works, you know, fly by night. And so.
Fly by night?
Or you know,
a butterfly by whenever.
You know, when the spirit hits, that's when I do it. And, you know, my husband is much structured, much more structured than I am. And, you know, we've had to learn how to kind of mix our working styles because we just have two separate working styles.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's been a challenge at times.
You're like, you're a painter. Like you actually, his I'm a get it done. You're a free flow. Like, mm-hmm. Yo, like you can see it in what we do. Like our house, like you truthfully, like you're actually a better cleaner than I am. Like when you clean certain parts of our house, you're better. Like you get.
I actually clean them. Yeah.
Nope.
You're right.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. You clean certain spots.
You do everything just messy. Like you just.
No, they see.
You just
did, why?
Stuff messy.
Why are
you gonna, like
I just
said wipe.
Better.
You wipe stuff messy. You throw your food. I was watching this man. I'm sorry. Quick aside. I made tacos last night, right? But I had him make his own plate, you know, for once in his life, right?
Wow.
He throws, the way he threw these tacos on his plate, and they're going to have an attitude because he's talking about, well, yours look better than mine. It's because you just threw your stuff on a plate. And that's how you do with a lot of stuff. You just throw it. Just throw it together.
Whatever. Right. I want to get stuff done. Now, everything I do ain't sloppy. Right?
Not everything.
Everything I do
ain't
sloppy.
Your work stuff isn't sloppy, but.
It's not. Right. So maybe I can absorb some of your habits and you can absorb some of mine.
I agree.
Okay. Great. Great. So, yeah, man, we just wanted to thank you all for joining us on this first season of this podcast. We don't know what next season's going to look like. We don't know when next season's going to launch. But we are grateful that, really, truthfully, it doesn't matter if it's one person who's tuned in or 100. Because so much of what I've seen in terms of little workshops that I've been a part of, little teachings, like even what like secular or mainstream, like Gary Vee, I've heard him say 1,000 times, like, listen, I started off with one view. He's like, I started off with one and I did not care that it was one view. I kept delivering over and over and over again. Same thing this past week, you didn't get the chance to tune in on it, but the one day summit that Jamal did, there was a pastor on there who he and his wife launched their company. I think it's on Teaching Finance. And he was like, listen, when we started, he said, we had maybe one person that was tuned in. He said, but we gave that one person 200%. He's like, our YouTube. He said, now we've got, 100,000 followers on YouTube. He said, but if you go back to our first video, he's like, it was horrible. He said, but we still did it. And we gave it 200% of what we can give. And I think that's the mindset that I think, my prayer is for us as we continue to build. It's like, yo, listen, we were spoiled a little bit in terms of, an opportunity we were given where they already had a makeshift, a model all in. And you could just click and thousands of people are watching, right? But you have to build up that level of impact and consistency from zero. So that was definitely a teachable moment for me throughout this process.
Yeah, I think for me, I learned, I don't really know, guys. I don't really know what I learned.
Brittany,
baby, show me something new. I learned.
I'm about to push you off that chair.
What did I learn? I learned that it's important to have discipline and direction. I think, even as you're on quarantine and you're creating, it's important to have discipline and direction, because like my husband was saying, you might not always get the reaction that you hope for, but I think it's important to remember your why behind.
Yeah.
And if your why behind means anything to you, no matter what happens with the likes or the views, you will continue to produce. And you will continue to go forward. I know personally, I've had to learn how, and to be completely honest, I am still learning how to push past what I failed to do, what I don't feel like doing. Mm. I love to create. I love to do the stuff like this, but I don't always feel like it. Like, I'm tired. I've had a long week. Like, I don't want to get out of the bed and immediately come to the studio to record a podcast, which literally just happened today. And I don't want to. Like, I don't feel like it, but I enjoy doing it, and I've had to learn how to, because I'm gonna be honest, like, I used to give my husband all kind of attitude. Like,
yeah, beginning season, talk
all
kind of
attitude.
In the beginning? Oh,
you want me to wake up and come straight to do a podcast? No, fam, I'm not doing that.
Like, no, but it was on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, it's been a whole process of when we were supposed to do it, and we just kind of went all through the ringer, but, I've had to figure out, shut up, like, that is not necessary for you to be adding stuff in there. I've had to learn how to just, okay, whatever, you got to get it done, just do it and get it done. The quicker you get it done, the quicker it's done, and then you can move on with your day. And not, like, it's not painful. It's not painful. Like, I enjoy it in the moment.
Working at the post office.
But I don't want to wake up and do stuff right away. My brain needs to have some time to just get chill. So anyways, I think those are my takeaways.
I think, though, for me, as it relates to you, thinking about last week's episode and how much you deliver, right? Like, I want to try to build a success model for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's my job as your husband to help you to win, right? I know you're gifted. I know that, I also know what you've had to juggle in terms of, lifestyle and adjustment. So I'm patient in that regard, because I understand, while I'm not having to go through it like you have to go through it, I'm also aware of that. And even, now, like, by the time we hit next season, we will be broadcasting from our new
house.
Yeah. So excited about that. You know what I mean? So it's been a journey. And God reminded me that this morning. He's like, bro, take a step back. and look at the bigger picture. Look at what you guys have done in a year's time. Like, you know, we just recently passed our year engagement video. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a year ago. It's like, yo, we just got engaged a year ago. Then we got married, and then da-da-da-da. So have a little grace with yourself, like, because you guys have done a lot, you know, and you've been through a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I'm excited, but I'm also mindful of that, man. But I want you to know, my chocolate love.
I'm listening. Tell me.
I want to help you to get stronger in the areas that you may feel you're weak in, but also hold you accountable. And, you know, like, yo, B, you could do better than that, you know, and you ain't delivering. Like, that's what you want. Because ultimately, I see the end result of what I know your life is going to look like. Like, I see it. God gives me visions of it.
Oh, snap.
So I want to push you to that direction. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's season one, man. Classic R&B podcast. We thank y'all for tuning in, and make sure you're tuned in for next season as well. And see whatever that looks like, man.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Classic R&B Podcast. To keep the conversation going, be sure to check us out on Facebook at The Classic R&B Life, on Instagram at Our Classic R&B Life, or you can check out our website at theclassicrnblife.com. We can't wait to hear from you.
Peace.